This is the Lattice Training Podcast, where we bring you the best in climbing performance and training from the world's elite athletes, thought leaders, and coaches.
Yeah, it's difficult. Like, I think to begin with, when you like have the last session and you know you're not going to do it, like, I really struggle. Like, I'll be like really sort of like for probably like half an hour or so, like, be pretty down and frustrated. But it's kind of then you have to, like, what we were talking about earlier, reflecting all the positives. Mm-hmm. And especially, like, the majority of climbs, like, there are times where a hold will break or something happens, but the majority of time it is a rock that's out there that's not going anywhere. So you can think, well, I'm always going to be able to come back at some point. So I've had all these positives, I've got closer, I know there's I can do it, I go away, I can train, I can come back even stronger. So it's kind of just focusing on the future rather than thinking about the actual present of not sending it.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, that's... I think that's good to be able to say to people that you have a sort of a clear defined process with it. And
yeah, I mean, on that note, actually, it's reminded me, because, like, from the comp climbing, that was always the way of looking at it as well. There's another World Cup. So, oh, I didn't make finals, I didn't make semis, or it's okay because there's another one. There's always another one. And that was the thing that I struggled the most with, was with the Tokyo Olympics when I missed the qualification in Toulouse, because it was like, oh, there isn't another one. This was the only one. Mm. They'll probably never have that format again. And that was really hard. That one I didn't deal with very well. But yeah, that's the thing. At least for the majority of comp climbing and for outdoor climbing in general, there's always going to be another chance to go back.
Yeah, okay. And a question that we had quite a few of, and I know even in the office at Lattice amongst the staff, people are really interested in, what, and you're thinking, what on earth
is this? Yeah, what's this going to be?
Is this like, what type of oat cake do I really like?
Yeah.
Now, the question that lots of people are really interested in is, what are your plans for 2024? Because you've kind of been on a bit of a rampage over time now, and you keep just going like, another hard project. So you must have some exciting things in 2024 roughly penciled in.
Yeah, very penciled in. Not all of it, but actually in, what day is it now? Yeah, in 4 days on Sunday, mm-hmm. I'm starting my trip out to Vegas. Out to the USA and go and try Sleepwalker. So I've booked a long trip. It's I think almost 2 months. So yeah, just going out basically to absolutely siege Sleepwalker. And I mean, I obviously try the stand start first, and then if I do that, then work on Daniel Sit Start, which is one of the sort of 5-9A boulders. So that's the main goal, I guess, of the start of the year. And then
And it's nice to hear that you are getting around to doing that, because I know when me, you and Aidan sat down, mm-hmm. and did a podcast actually out there underneath where the replica is, we talked about that back then of, would this be something on your radar? And it was.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like probably one of the best looking hard boulders. So I don't know if it's really going to be my style. I'm actually not sure about that. It's very hard to tell how it's going to climb from the videos, even with close-ups of the holds and people describing it. But it looks amazing. And yeah, I've never climbed outside anywhere in America. So I'm very excited to go and sort of experience it. And yeah, I can't wait. And then I suppose for the rest of the year, it's very open currently. If I come back from that trip and it's still cold enough in Arco, which I doubt, then I'd go back for Excalibur for like a 2 week trip in sort of mid to end of March. But realistically, I don't think that'll happen. So either it goes really well, I send Sleepwalker and then end up going back to try Megatron or something in April. But
yeah,
I feel like that's probably not going to happen. And the one thing I do really want to do, though, this year is I would really like to get to Flatanger and check out Silence.
Yeah.
Because I've never been to Flatanger, firstly, but also I just want to actually see how hard it is. It'd be really interesting to know. So.
Yeah, I think it's about time.
Yeah.
You get that. It's like a world-class destination, very hard climbing.
Yeah.
Loads of people go there to sort of like pitch themselves against these routes and... Yeah, I mean, it must be super appealing to go and do that.
Yeah, so I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, a little bit longer, those routes, though.
It is, but to be fair, I've had both Adam and Stefano saying that because it's got the knee bar rest, it is more like doing boulder problems and then rest. So it should be better for me. So the other routes that are like proper endurance routes, I think I would get absolutely shut down on.
Yeah,
I think something like Project Big, which would not be the one for me.
Yeah, or no long AC on sites.
No, no.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe some short I'd ones. Love to do an AC on site. That's a good goal for the future.
But maybe just not the long one right now.
Yeah, probably one that you can like see every hold up to about 3 meters where the chain is.
Yeah. Do you think that Adam, Andre, will climb 9A boulder first, or will you climb 9C route first?
I
saw this question and we're like, great question.
That is a great question.
Pitch him, head to head.
I'm pretty sure if he wanted to, he could climb 9A boulder.
Okay. If you wanted to, could you climb 9C route?
The problem is finding one, because if it was to be in my style, I'd have to first ascent it.
Yeah.
Like, which is a big problem because I don't think I would have the experience to grade at that level. Looking at what there is currently, silence is probably the most in my style, which is a worry. And without trying it, I've got no idea.
Yeah.
I think, I'd like to think it's possible. But I think it would be like a multi-year project is how I'd probably see it currently. Whereas Adam, I'm sure if he was, I suppose, I'm trying to think of what would be the best one for him. But like, I mean, Terra Nova is absolutely desperate. Like, it potentially could be. I think the grading at that sort of top end of boulder needs still a lot of work, and it's just going to take time for everything to come together. But I don't see why he wouldn't be able to. Like, he is flipping amazingly strong. So yeah, I think if he dedicated to bouldering, he would do one pretty soon.
At least with silence, you have some crack knowledge.
Yeah, I was thinking that was coming.
I'm kind of backing you a little bit on this front. In terms of refinement, you're in a better place compared to Stefano.
Yeah.
For example, with the crack stuff. So it'll be interesting to see if you have any bits on that where you go, oh yeah, this feels like a little bit more within my skill set.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, because I think the hardest moves of it are like the setup into the crack. But they're like, I think, quite crimpy. So yeah. I'm hoping that I'd be able to do them. And then I'm hoping my crack climbing would be kind of good enough to like get through it.
Well, I'll be proud if you're up there jamming, putting your jammy gloves on and everything.
Did you see me at the Sportiva Legends comp out?
I certainly did.
In Stockholm, it was great.
Yeah, I was getting sent screenshots of it and I was thinking, yeah, this is going to work out well for Will, for sure. And then watching some of the other beasts that are just obviously such amazing climbers and having a really hard time, you realise how much of these things is basic technique.
Yeah, definitely after all the sort of sessions we've had, it makes a big difference.